Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have what God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. Lord, speak to me. I am listening. My ears are open and my heart is receptive. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know, when I was studying and I'm looking at this, and if you open your Bibles, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew 13. And as I was looking at this, he talks about the sower and the seed and the grounds, okay? So God wants everybody to have understanding. So he's talking about the sower. The sower right now is who? The sower right now is who? Right now, I'm going to sow the word to you. I'm the sower. This is the seed. You're the ground. I'm not calling you dirt or nothing. Don't get me wrong. All right? Don't take this out of context. But God's using me to speak the word to you today, so I'm sowing the word, and you're the ground. Now, to determine what happens to this word is determined by the receptivity of the hearer. How many before says, well, I heard that before? Has it borne fruit? Has it produced anything? And if it hasn't been producing, maybe we need to hear it again. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of hard-headed. Hello, is there anybody besides me that is hard-headed? You know, sometimes you got to tell me something several times before I really get it. Hello? You know, so he says, as the word comes forth, someone's on the wayside, there's wayside hearers in the house. A wayside hearer is one that's just here. I wish he finished speaking so we could go home and eat dinner. A wayside hearer is not receptive to hear what God has for them today. I want you to know that every time we gather together in the house of God, God has something for every last one of us. We're not just doing this because this is what we do on Sundays. We do this because God has something greater for us than we're witnessing in our lives. And if we're not witnessing total victory in our lives, we still can grow and we still can learn. The other hearer is, you know, he's talking about hearts. I'm not going to take this out of context. He's talking about hearts. You know, he talks about a stony heart. But what I'm talking about, if you can't hear, you can't get it here. If you don't get it here, you're not getting it here. A stony heart is this one. A stony hearer. The stony hearer hears the word. He knows there's change. But he's stubborn and bullheaded. Nobody's going to make me do nothing. Well, God ain't going to make you do nothing. Man, it's just all, you know, it's up to you and I. The other hearer is the thorny hearer. They hear the word of God, and the cares and riches of this word choke the word. Amen? But he talks about the good soil. He talks about the good ears, the good hearing. He talks about ears that are open and receptive to hear what God has to say. He says with these hearers, they'll produce fruit. 100, 60, 30-fold. And in other words, there's producing that takes place. I don't know any farmer in the Shenandoah Valley that wants to plant a crop in his field and not have a harvest. Hello? Everyone that plants a seed in the ground is expecting a harvest. When you plant your garden this spring, you're going to expect a harvest. You're not saying you're just putting the seeds in the ground for the sake of putting the seeds in the ground. You're expecting a return on your seed. And I want you to understand that God wants to give a return on the seed, on the word of God. Amen. There's something he wants to do. So let's look with Matthew 13, And we'll begin to read with verse number 10. Hey, I might get a little excited, but I always get excited. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the victory that you're witnessing in your life. I'm excited for everyone that's going to be healed in the house today. I'm excited for everyone that's going to be set free in the house today. I thank God that His word will not return unto void. It'll accomplish something that He sent it to do. Hallelujah. Are you with me here in the house? Amen. Hey, we're coming together in unity of faith. We're coming in agreement. Hallelujah. So in Matthew 13, 10, he says, and the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak I unto them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their eyes are dull of hearing, and their eyes have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. I want you to focus your attention this morning on verse number 16, which says, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, that they hear. Look to the one next to you and say, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen. The title of this morning's message is simply sound check. You know, when I used to play around, I played music, and I never was that great, but I played the guitar, and we used to get together and jam, and we'd have the speakers and stuff. We would do a sound check. And the sound check that I'm looking at today is a sound check with one another to see, hey, are we really listening? Look to the one beside you and say, chuck them a little bit and say, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Are you listening? Are you listening? Amen. So we're going to look at today, the title, I just titled it just to put something for a title. It doesn't really have to have a title, but I put a title up there. It's just sound check. And what the word is coming forth today to do is to convert, for us to continue, and not to compromise. Amen? Are you ready? Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Father, I pray right now, Father God, that you speak through this servant, Father God, that you speak with clarity and understanding. Father God, may this body be edified, may they be exhorted, may they be comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, all glory and honor and praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you're going to accomplish and do in this house today, and we'll never cease to praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sound check. Look to your neighbor. When I say sound check, I want you to look to your neighbor and say, are you listening? 1, 2, 3. Why are you doing that? So you stay on track and you don't fall asleep, because God has something he wants to say to you today. And the mind is so easily distracted. Hello? You're not listening to what you're not paying attention to. Come on. Have you ever noticed your children when they're not really listening to you? Hello? Have you ever noticed your wife when she isn't listening to you, or your husband? They kind of like zoned you out. So we're just going to, all the way to the service, we're going to do a sound check. Amen? You know another reason I want to do that today? Because there's been a change in the time. And you know what? I see some freaky looks and eyes today. Freaky looks. Like people are sleepwalking. Oh, hour extra, it ruined them. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, blessed are your eyes, for they see, in your ears, for they hear. Now he said, if you see with your eyes and you hear with your ears and you understand with your heart, then you will be converted. That word converted means to be transformed or changed. God wants to transform or change the way we look at things. And in other words, he wants to do a transformation in this place today. The agency of transformation is God's word. Look with me in Psalms 19. Verse number 7. The word of God says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. You know, we've been on Wednesday nights, we've been studying the Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. And this week, J.O. will be teaching us on the Song of Solomon. Amen. We're talking about the wisdom of Solomon, the wisdom of God. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all thy getting, get understanding. Amen. Get understanding. Amen. Do you think that our nation changes the time just to mess us up? Other countries don't do it. Do you think they do it just to mess us all up? Huh? Amen. See, this is the agency to transform and change our lives. The Word of God. The Word is quick and it's powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing the divide and asunder of soul and spirit, and to the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Amen. So as we're looking at that, God wants us to see and hear and understand so that there can be transformation. In other words, there can be change. So that we don't look at things the same way. In other words, I have to start seeing things as God says, not as my emotions and my feelings says. My feelings mess me up. So if I walk by faith, not by sight, according to 2 Corinthians 5, I have to believe God in his word. I've got to allow that word to come in and penetrate and transform me. I need it to get it past the inside of my earlobe. I've got to get it in my mind, and I've got to allow my mind to meditate on it so it gets in my heart, and that when I have understanding, then out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to begin to speak. In other words, there's a difference, there's a transformation, there's a change. All of a sudden, we're allowing the Word of God to transform and to change our lives. The psalmist says in Psalms 51, he said, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. And so, you know, I was looking at something in this transformation to convert something. It's totally got to be it's transformed. And I remember as a kid, this was after my time. I'll have to put it like this: when my children were children, they had what was called transformers. A transformer was one toy that you transformed and it became something else. In the 70s, they came out with the conversion van. It was a van that was converted into a camper or to a home. It had the luxuries of home with the van. You had the TV or the the 8-track or whatever the thing was there. But it was a conversion. It was actually transformed and changed. And God, through the power of His Word, wants to transform our thinking, the way we think, so that we can receive everything that He has for us. Amen? You know, Jesus put it like this. For conversion or transformation to come, there's got to be a spirit of humility. Jesus said in Matthew 18, verse number 3, He said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Amen? God resisteth the proud, but He giveth grace unto the humble. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Pride comes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. In other words, He's saying to you and I, hey, if I'm going to be transformed by the Word, I've got to get out of my thinking and get into His thinking. My thinking is, if I'm to have the mind of Christ, I got to allow Christ's mind to come here. I can't be going by the way that I think. I got to change my thinking. I always said it before. I have stinking thinking. Amen? And God wants to transform us, and He wants to convert us. It's just like the Peter said in Acts 3:19, after the day of Pentecost, he said, if you repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. How many know that God's constantly coming to refresh us? How many know that when we gathered together in this atmosphere, God refreshed us today? You know, in other words, it could be pouring down raining right here, and it could be dry as a bone right here. And what God is saying is we as His children have to discern to step into the river of water. There's a river of life that flows through the throne of God. Sometimes the river is here, and sometimes the river may be back there. He can do it wherever, but it's important for you and I to step into what God's doing. Amen? In other words, you can't wait to see what the worship leader is going to do. You can't wait to see what the pastor is going to preach on or what he has to say. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You have the Spirit of God in each and every one of us. You bring as much to this house as I bring to this house. I may be operating in a different measure or a different means, but every last one in the room is called by God. They're anointed by God to flow and operate in some means in some way. Amen? Amen? You know, I think as we come into the unity of faith, then we're going to see things move in a mighty way. Amen? We were at, there was a celebration service yesterday for Sharon Krieger in my brother's church in Maryland we went to. And she had a healing school, a healing ministry. So to celebrate her life at the end of the service, we had a healing ministry. We ministered to the sick. I had an opportunity to lay hands on a man that got hit by a car, had broken leg, broken arm, and God healed both of them. He walked out there without his crutches. You know? Amen? 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 We witness and see signs and wonders following them that believe. Amen? Amen? We're not just gathered here. Hey, if you're just looking for a place just to go to church, this probably ain't the right place. I'm expecting a lot more. I'm expecting the manifested presence of God. I'm expecting God to show Himself off. I serve a great big God. Amen? I don't serve a little God. I mean, He's big G. He's a big God. We serve a big God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we ever expect or even thought He could do. Amen? He just blows me away. I was sharing this morning, you know, because we went to Maryland. I had to get up really early to go to Maryland to be there for that service. And I love to run on Saturday morning, so I went running in the dark. I went to Purcell Park and ran in the dark. There was no light at all. It was cloudy. There was wasn't a star in the sky. There wasn't no moon. And if you go back in the woods at Purcell Park, it's really dark in the woods. Have anybody been in the woods when there's no stars or moon in the sky? It's pretty dark. And I was running by faith, not by sight, because I had spent so much time at that track, I knew everything about it. I knew how many steps it was to go this way, you know, because I've been doing it for so long. You know, and that's sort of like walking by faith, not by sight. But what he was showing me is as I was running, the further I went, as the sun started coming up a little, and it started, each time it got a little lighter and a little lighter. And that's what God wants to do to us through his word. He wants to reveal it. He wants to show it to us more and more and more and more. He wants to enlighten us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But I also thank God that I didn't break my neck. Hallelujah. Now, I kind of tell, I'll be honest, I felt a little weird out there running in the dark, but I always have been weird. I'm a weirdo for Christ. Right? Hey, I'm going to be me. Hey, man, I ain't going to try to be you. You have a problem being yourself. I don't want to try to be you. Half the time we have a problem just being us. Ha. Okay, we're talking about conversion, transformation. Let me get back on track. James 5. The word of God says in verse 19, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Amen.
Amen.
Sound check. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Look at your neighbor and say, blessed are your eyes, for they see. Your ears, for they hear. Are you paying attention? Are you listening? Amen. Turn with me to Acts chapter 2 a moment. Now, this is the church being formed. Hallelujah. Amen. So if this is what the church being formed, to me, this is what should be taking place in church. Huh? Come on. Come on. Come on. Look with me in Acts 2:41. He said, then they that gladly received his word were baptized the same day, were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Verse 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. In other words, it just wasn't about being converted. It just wasn't about being transformed and changed. It's about continuing. They continued steadfastly. They continued steadfastly. How many years did it take to get your mind in the state it is in now? If you're going to change your thinking, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, he's going to reap. Amen. We spend a lot of time sowing to our flesh. Now we got to spend a little time sowing to the Spirit. Because he that sows to the flesh reaps corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit reaps everlasting life. I don't know about what you do about you, but everlasting life is life now and forever. Zoe life, the fullness of life. I was at this thing yesterday, and I didn't have an opportunity to speak to some people, but I'm going to. I want you to understand something. There's no glory in death. No glory in death. When a loved one passes away, and even though they're entering the glory and going to the glory of the Lord, we celebrate that, but there's no glory in death. That's why Jesus, on the cross of Calvary, defeated death, hell, and the grave. Because there's no glory in it. We try to glorify it, but it's no glory in it. The glory is where you're stepping into. the glory for the family members and loved ones. You don't have the glory. I don't see any glory in my father's death. I don't see any glory in my mom's death. I saw the glory of God minister through others through that, but no way I can look at that and say, you think that God, when he looked at his son on the cross of Calvary, God even had to take his eye off of his son because he couldn't look at death. There's no glory in that. God wants you and I not only to begin, but we have to continue. He said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. God wants everyone in the house to be free. What does free mean? Anything that the adversary is trying to hold me down with, God has sent his son to heal and deliver me. If it has a name, it must bow to the name of Jesus. Every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus said in John 15, he says, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. Amen. There's an abiding. There's a continuation. You know, it's important for you and I to not only just start this race, but to run it. In Colossians chapter 1, verse number 23, Paul says, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard. Amen. I don't know about you, but listen to me. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, he is speaking about saving faith. Saving faith. What does it mean to be saved? Saved body, mind, soul, and spirit. In other words, that's physical, mental, and spiritual healing. It's a full package. It's not just part way. It's a full package. That word sozo means healed. Jesus said, if your eyes see and your ears hear and your heart understands and you shall be converted and you should be what? Healed. In other words, if faith is coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God, God is saying to you, not only are we converted, not only are we transformed by the word, not only are we changed by the word, but as we continue in the word, if you continue in the word, then you're my disciples indeed. What did the disciples do? They laid hands on the sick and they recovered. Do we have some disciples in the house? Do we have some disciples in the house? Do we have some men and women of God in the house? Let me see your hand. I am a man and woman of God. I've got the power of God. I've got the word of God in me. Amen? And in other words, God wants us to know it's about this. It isn't about this. It's about this. Amen? It's about us coming together because God gave everyone a measure of faith. Amen? If we want to see some big heavy-duty things, we need some heavy-duty faith coming together to kick out some devils. Amen? Right? 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 So we're going to continue. And you know what he is saying? No compromise. No compromise. Look at me in James 4. I'm just going to believe God in his word. Verse number 6. The word of God says, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but give grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from thee. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Or draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. In other words, I'm not saying double-minded in the world and in Christ. I'm saying double-minded considering what you believe. I can believe this in the Word, but I can't believe that. Amen? That He is our healer. That He sent His Word to heal our diseases and heal our sicknesses. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, sound check. Testing. One, two, three. Are you listening? Amen. You know, Jesus said in Luke chapter 16, this is the word of Jesus. The Bible says in verse number 10, He says, He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. He that is unjust in the least is unjust in the much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Then He says, no man can serve two masters. For either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, or we cannot serve God in this world. So in other words, we're making a choice. Amen? We're choosing. Amen? Amen? Nobody's choosing for us. We're choosing for ourselves. It's our choice. Amen? Amen? So God's placed it in our hands, in our place. The Apostle Paul said, you can't drink of the table, in 1 Corinthians 10, 20, he said, you can't drink of the table of the Lord and drink of the table of devils. In other words, we either believe Him or we don't. Hello? You know, we either trust Him or we believe Him or not. Is it warm in here? Hallelujah. I don't know if I can turn on the, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to crack the window a little bit. Because I'm afraid if I turn on the air conditioner, it's going to put the heat on and make it hotter. Because when it's down to a certain temperature, crack a window over there, someone. When it's down to a certain temperature, you know what that is? It's getting hot in the kitchen. It's getting hot in the kitchen. What is he saying simply is this? He said in James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Amen? Here's what the Lord's just saying. What we're speaking about today and what's so valuable and so important for you and I to get in our heart is if we can see with our eyes and hear with our ears and understand with our heart, we should be changed. We should be transformed. We should be converted. And then we're converted, and that we should be healed. Amen. That we should be healed. That we should be healed. Amen. That we should be healed. 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 Get it in your heart that I should be healed. 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 I'm seeing it with my eyes. I'm believing it with my, I'm hearing it with my ears. I'm believing it in my heart and understanding it with my heart. I'm being transformed. I'm being changed. And I believe the Lord's going to heal me. Amen. Come on. You know, I believe it's the ABCs of the gospel. It's the ABCs. It's the ABCs. So what is he saying to you and I in closing today is simply this. Amen. If I see with my eyes and hear with my ears and understand my heart, I'll be converted, I'll be changed, I'll be transformed. And as I'm transformed, listen to me, I continue. I continue in His Word. I continue in obedience. I've seen so many people that have been healed and out of disobedience invited their sickness and their disease back. We continue in His Word. And you know what? We say, hey, I'm drawing a line in the sand. No compromise. I'm going to make a decision. You know, if you were playing in a poker tournament and you had a great hand and you knew you had the winning hand, you'd shove your pile in and you would go all in. And that's what the Lord is saying to you and I today. No more compromise. Will you choose to go all in? Will you choose to go all in? He isn't going to make us do anything. The choice is ours. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to the house to do. In the closing moments of this service, with every, matter of fact, everybody's eyes open up. Everybody look up. If you can't confess God in here amongst brothers and sisters in Christ, you definitely ain't going to confess him out there. Who here today and say, hey, Pastor, I've compromised.